Welcome to Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. This broadcast will challenge and encourage God's people to seek revival. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Striving for Revival.
Welcome to the Striving for Revival radio broadcast. This is Brother Cooper. I'm coming to you today from somewhere along the Revival Trail. My, what a privilege it is to have you join us for the broadcast today. And what an honor is mine to take this King James Bible and to share with you some eternal truth from the very Word of God. We'll continue today in Genesis 47, and this will be our third study here in this chapter, and we'll be there here in just a moment. I do want to remind you every single day to do these three things, and if you'll do these three things, I do think they'll help you and I as well to be where we need to be with the Lord. At least we'll be making progress, and here it is. They're simple. Number one, pray. And I mean every day, spend time in prayer. I don't mean just utter words into the sky. I mean spend some time in purposed, pointed prayer. On purpose, pray. And then number two, read your Bible. I'm convinced the average Christian doesn't read their Bible. In fact, probably many today have not even touched their Bible. And if it's not a church day, they don't touch it. But you ought to read it every day. You ought to study it. You ought to want to, by the way. The Holy Ghost lives within you, and that Holy Ghost loves the Holy Bible. He wants you to read the Scripture. That new man wants to be renewed day by day, and he's renewed through the Word. We need to study. Study to show ourselves approved unto God. So read your Bible, pray, and then number three, be a soul winner, witness every day. I have in my car console a stack of tracks maybe about 6 inches thick. And I don't every day pass out a tract to somebody and spend time going through it with them and confrontational soul winning. I probably ought to. But I do try every day to pass a tract out. At least give it to somebody. Put it in a gas pump. Give it to the cashier, a waitress, a waiter, somebody you come in contact with. And you say, I'm not good at talking. Well, the tract will do the talking, but at least get the gospel out. Cast it out. If you don't cast out the line, you're definitely not going to catch any fish. Some folks say, I just don't know why. I never see anybody saved. Well, you're never trying. And that's what it comes down to. And if every day you and I would pray, read our Bible, and we would be a soul winner, I think that we'd make a difference in our country. So God help us to do that. And I pray you're having a great day today, and I sure do appreciate you. And I don't take it lightly that you listen to Striving for Revival. And I'm just honored and excited about how God is using and blessing this broadcast / podcast. And the growth that we've seen is just a blessing. And I sure do appreciate you. And I pray God will use it. I want it to be a time of strengthening and a time of stirring, and a time where we can knit our hearts together with the Lord's heart, and we do that through the Word of God. Now, if you've missed the prior Bible studies, of course, they're available via the podcast. Our podcast is on every major podcast platform at this point, and you can Google that and find it in a hurry, and that way if you miss us on the radio, you'll find us via the podcast. So let's pick up today our study, third study in Genesis 47. And we'll begin reading in verse 13. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore. So the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Joseph said, Give your cattle, and I'll give you for your cattle, if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle, and there is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land, by us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them, so the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests bought he not, for the priests had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them, wherefore they sold not their lands. Then Joseph said unto the people, Behold, I have bought you this day, and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the the increase, that you shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. And they said, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priest only, which became not Pharaoh's. Now, there is an application we can make. Now, this is a situation where Joseph, being very cunning in business, and I told you Joseph's the son of his father. We see that coming out, and not just once or twice. We see that coming out several times in Joseph's life, where some of the attributes of Jacob we could even see in the life of Joseph. But there is an application we can make here where these people discover that their food supply ran out. And they couldn't depend on their food supply. Their food supply was limited. They could not provide themselves with bread. The Bible said there was no bread. And so they're out of bread, and they have no way of getting bread. So then they come to Joseph, and they give money. They give money, and the Bible says money failed. So not only did the bread fail, but now the bucks, if you will, failed. Their meals ran out and their money ran out, and they had nothing left. And it came to the point where here's what they had to discover. We can't depend upon our storehouse. We can't depend upon our salary. If we're going to live through this famine, we're going to have to wholly surrender ourselves unto Joseph. Now, I think we can make a good application from this, that is a good place to get spiritually. That's a good place for you and I to find ourselves in the Christian life, when we come to realize that our property, our power, our finances, our flesh, basically, it is not enough. It is not enough to depend half on this and then half on the Lord. It is not enough to depend a portion over here, a portion over there, a portion of faith over there, and then save some for the Lord. It's a good place to get in the Christian life when you understand that temporal things will fail, that temporal things will fall apart, that temporal things are fickle and faulty, and they're not deserving of faith, and we cast it all upon the Lord. We can't depend upon our money. We can't depend upon our means. We can't depend upon our might. We must depend upon the Master. And we get to that point where we're willing to wholly submit. A lot of folks say Jesus is Savior, but not many want to acknowledge that He's also Lord. And if you are truly saved, He is more than just your Savior. He ought to be Lord of your life. He is crowned, or will be crowned, Lord of all in the millennial kingdom. But right now, He ought to be Lord of all within you and Lord of all within me. He ought to sit on the throne. Most Christians can they ooh and awe, and they love baby Jesus in His manger. And they even put up with Jesus upon the cross at Easter and in the tomb. But they do not like it when we tell them that He's also on the throne. And until you're willing to not just talk about Jesus in the cradle and Jesus on the cross, but you realize He also wears the crown, and you let Him be Lord of your life, you'll not truly experience victory. Here it is. In the Christian life, it is a paradox. By that, I mean it doesn't make sense to the world. The way up is down in Christianity. The way to strength is through weakness in Christianity. The way to win is to lose your will to the will of God in Christianity. It is not your might. It is not your strength. It is not your wisdom. It is not you at all. In fact, it's you erased and replaced with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like that application that we can make from this passage, that they found out there in Egypt, hey, listen, we are not self-sufficient even in a little bit. There's no fraction of us that is self-sufficient. We are going to have to give of ourselves to Joseph, not just our property, not just our finances, not just our things. We are going to have to give Joseph us if we're going to make it through this. And that's the greatest sacrifice and offering that you can give. More than your wallet, more than your works, more than just your Sunday worship. It is the totality of your being. Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your physical body, your life today, a living sacrifice unto God. And I want to challenge my listeners. We have to close today. I tell you what the Lord wants and what you need. The Lord wants you, and what you need is to give Him your life. You'll be blessed if you do it. I promise you that. Well, until next time, pray with me for revival.
Thank you for joining us today for Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. Listen at this time every weekday as we strive for revival.